For years, corrupt Puerto Rico officials have been sending heroin addicts to bogus treatment programs in Philadelphia. Once they arrive, they find themselves in illegitimate recovery houses that profit from their addictions. This system is known as the Air Bridge, and one Pennsylvania state lawmaker has a new proposal for combating the problem. Joel Wolfram reports from WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk.
Many Air Bridge victims find themselves in overcrowded recovery houses in State Representative Angel Cruz's district. Those running the houses cash in on residents' food stamps and sometimes collect those benefits even after the person has moved out of the home. In response, Cruz has introduced a measure aimed at preventing the swindlers from profiting from the public benefits system. Cruz says the bill calls for the government to monitor people who act as the payees of these benefits. That would be the recovery house operators who are receiving them on behalf of residents.
If you're going to be the payee, you're going to be visited by the Department of Welfare every 3 months to make sure that you have the person, that the person's getting treatment, that the person is not being abused, and then you can continue getting your benefits. If not, they're going to terminate your benefits.
But some are skeptical that Cruz's bill would make a difference. Jose Benitez is the executive director of the addiction services provider Prevention Point, which has helped many Air Bridge victims. He says the law would only work if the recovery houses actually were appointed as the payees for food stamp benefits.
But that's not the way it goes down. It's you're the individual, and then you give us your access card, and we use it.
He explains that the houses will take benefit cards from people, but the victims are still the payees, the ones on record as receiving benefits. So Benitez says the Department of Welfare wouldn't know who to monitor. There's also no regulation of recovery houses, which would make any monitoring program more difficult. Cruz says his legislation is just one step towards stopping Air Bridge and that more initiatives are needed at all levels of government. For WHYY, I'm Joel Wolfram.